Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey. Donda Marie?
Donda Martin graduate!
Donda.
Snooki, what do you want for lunch?
Donda.
What do you want for lunch, Snooki?
Donda.
Penny a la Donder?
Penny a la Donder.
I am drinking a Donder Pepper, a Diet Donder Pepper and Cress.
Welcome to the show, friends. Welcome to It's Happening with Snooki and Joey. It's going to be a short one, but you're going to like what you see. We are currently in LA, and we're on set. We're actually on lunch break. It's an hour. And we're fucked up.
We've been drinking like fishes. Wait, if you haven't already seen our socials, the new word of our life is Donder. From his sophomore album, Kanye Marie Kardashian. Donder is his... he dedicated his album to him. Anyway, so Donder's our new word from LA. Just get used to it. It's not going anywhere anytime soon.
No, yeah. Our new word, guys, is Donder.
Yeah.
So,
everything's Donder.
So anything you say, you're going to go Donder? Get used to it.
We're snacking. Don't worry if you're chewing because we're businesswomen on the go. Mm-hmm. Trying to get things done. This is like asthma.
We're so messy. But welcome to the show. I don't even know where to begin because last night was a movie. I don't even know where to start.
I don't know where to start. It was me taking a shit.
I don't know where to start.
It was me taking a shit at the Soho House.
Yes. Yes. Thank God Joey had the debris shit because if not, we wouldn't have had the night that
we
had.
So we've been binge drinking like fish, but like, I don't know. I don't have
COVID. Not really though. We've been good.
Yeah, we have been.
Last night was the
messiest.
The worst. Yeah.
I don't know if I can... I can't disclose the drugs that I've done, but I can say the word drugs. we're fast-forwarding. Sorry. Pardon. So I've been, like, drinking...
We're drunk.
I've been drinking.
We're drinking. We're drunk. Sorry.
I've been drinking in L.A., and I had the runs yesterday. I don't know, something... Maybe I've been eating a vegan diet at lunch breaks here. Maybe it's the vegan food that's getting to me. My stomach started hurting.
No, I think it's just us traveling and binge drinking and not really eating.
But I just had the, like, my stomach.
I just did a debris shit.
My stomach was fucked up all day. I must have taken 17 shits yesterday. So I was at the hot, dinner. We went to dinner in Donderville, and I had the runs there. So then we go to Soho House. Now, Soho House, if you don't know, is a very exclusive celebrity, not celebrity. It's a very exclusive club. It's a private club. You have to be invited in to be a member. And it's like, you know, you have to pay every month, like $500 a month or something to be a member there. And once you go in, it's like, you know, a private.
$300 a month.
$300, like a private country club. So they like it. And there's no cameras allowed anywhere. Because they want a place where celebrities and fancy people can go without anyone taking pictures of them or wherever they're doing.
Yeah, Donder.
So they have fabulous drinks and food, and it's like kind of you go in, you sit wherever you want, tiny thing. So there's tons of celebrities, and everyone goes. There's Soho House all over the world. We were in the one of us Hollywood. So I had to take the run. So I said, Snooki, will you come to pee with me? And that's code for taking a dump. And she said, sure. So I go to the bathroom, I'm taking a shit, and then
Nicole did a tinkle, so I was done. I walked out, and I was waiting for Joey in the hallway.
Donda.
And I see these two men walking into the bathroom.
Gentlemen.
The first man tapped me on my shoulder and said, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, thank you. And then the next man did the same thing.
Very tall.
Tapped me on the shoulder and said, are you okay? But made sure we made eye contact. And I was like, yes, sir, I'm okay, thank you. No idea who these people were. But I'm like, thank you.
So I walk out. Just another says, she's saying, thank you. The two guys walk in. I saw the one guy. I was like, hi. And then I walk out, and there's a 7-foot tall man in there. I was like, oh, my God.
Wait, did you see his beach?
No, he didn't take his dick out.
Oh, okay.
Not just yet. Not at this point of the evening.
Okay.
So I says, I went white. I was like, oh, my God. I walk into Cole, and she's like, this guy was just hitting on me. I was like, do you know who that was? And she goes, no. Why? He was fucking tall and weird. Guess who it was, everyone?
Guess who it was.
It starts with a G and ends with an E-Z. It was G-E-Z. Haley.
I don't know these people. I'm 34.
So he's a big rapper. He's a white rapper. Pardon. And he's a big singer. And I remember him because he performed with Brittany Marie. Oh, we asked about her. We have to remember what she said. We were doing poppers at this time.
Oh, yeah. We made G-E-Z do poppers with us. We'll get to that.
So he goes, you know, nice to meet you, whatever. And then they go back to their section they were in, and then we go back to our section. And Nicole's, I was like, you know who that was? And she goes, no. And she had no idea. I had to, like, Google it and show her pictures.
I feel like we sound like shit.
No, I think it's good.
Okay.
So we're walking back to the jet thing. And I was picking my phone out. And I showed Nicole the videos. And she goes, oh, my God, I know who that is. And then, like, slowly throughout the night, she realized who it was. Then we go
and
back.
And I was like, oh, cool, a rapper.
So, and he was like, he's trying to hit on you a little bit. He was like, hey, girl. He probably thought you were pretty.
I hope that makes me feel nice.
Yeah. He wasn't being vulgar, but he definitely.
No, yeah. But
he definitely thought Nicole looked pretty. And I just.
Ew, you just spit on my leg.
He definitely was like, you okay, girl? And he is. Now, if you don't know who he is, Google him now. He is a panty dropper. He's that voice. He talks, has a little twang to him. I'm not sure where it's from. He's probably from like the South or something. But he has a little twang. I'm going to try to do the accent. What should I say? I just think you're real pretty. I think you're so fat, so sexy, man. And I just know that. I just know someday we'll
be together.
I feel
like he didn't sound like that.
But maybe exaggerating.
No, you were drunk. He did not. And you were doing a lot of poppers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then I went back to the bathroom. This time Snoopy's with me again. And then another guy just happened to be in the bathroom. He was peeing. So I don't know. I was just growing. I was like, how's it going, man? And then anyway, he's like, then he ran out of time with Snoopy and he goes, basically he told me he owns Dre's Nightclub, which is the nightclub that Paulie Marie works at in Las Vegas that we hung out at when we go there. So then we got to talking. I introduced him to Snoop. I said, oh, he owns Dre's. And I was like, oh, they're always so nice to us. Thank you. You know, tell him, you know, thanks for having us, all the stuff. And then he's like, oh, you should come hang out with G and I. That's what they call him, G. I was like, okay. So then after some back and forth with Snoopy and I, another cocktail and an e-cigarette, Snoopy and I decide to, you know, why not? So we go over to the table. It's G-Eazy, the guy that owns Dre's, and a bunch of gorgeous models and some other fun friends. And we all kind of just sat there on the office. I took my blouse off. They poured me a cocktail. No. What else happens, Toby?
No, I have to say that G-Eazy.
So nice.
So freaking nice. So you think like somebody like that caliber
uh-huh.
would be like, fuck off. We don't want you. He was so accommodating, so nice. So we ended up leaving the Soho House and they were going to a club. What was it?
No parking.
Well, it was a club and
no vacancy.
It was a club and we were like, all right, we'll get our own car. We'll meet you guys there. And they were persistent. Like, no, get in our car. So we all jumped in. It was like 40 of us.
There was 40.
It was like a clown car.
In a regular SUV.
We were all sitting on top of each other's laps. It was a mess, but he didn't care. So then we're driving there and the driver's like all stressed, like this is illegal, whatever. But G-Eazy was like, it's fine.
And this is where Nicole really understood what a musical genius he was. Because he showed us a new song, a yet to be released song.
Yes.
Of him, of a song from Nicole's yesteryear. So he took the walk story and what was the song?
Don't want to fall in love
with you.
He's fucking coming out with an amazing banger song, you guys. And it's literally my favorite song from the 90s. So when he played that, I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, this is my favorite song of all time. So he started singing it.
Uh-huh.
But instead of singing the lyrics, he kept saying, Snooki.
Yeah. And he also told Nicole that she's an icon. All the hipster kids were calling Nicole an icon.
It made me feel nice about myself.
Yeah, and it was
because I'm like old.
Guys, all I was gonna say is in LA or Hollywood with the kids, 90s. Excuse me, I'm disgusting today.
You were so disgusting.
The
you
90s
look
are
like
back.
Trash. It's happening.
90s are back. Literally, people were wearing outfits I wore. In 1994, someone had a camcorder, like an old school camcorder, and they were recording people, like making a shockumentary, if you will. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
I was like, now I'm aging myself. I said, oh, you kids are so kooky with all these new clothes. I used to wear these. I should have kept them.
So we went to the club, and I haven't been to a club in a while, especially in LA. So we get there, and you guys, everyone is 18.
Yeah.
And I haven't realized how old I actually am. Like, I think I'm still young. I feel like I'm in my prime. But going to this club, I'm like, holy shit, I'm a fucking grandma here.
It was bad.
I'm a grandma.
And I was a great grandma because I'm even older.
We were so old.
But everyone embraced us. We had a good time.
Yes.
It was very nice. So thank you to the club owner of, I don't know his name.
Yes.
Mark. His name's Mark.
Mark, you are amazing. G-Eazy. It's so freaking nice. So you guys... download his album.
Yeah, we also saw. Side note: before we saw G-Eazy, we were sitting on the thing, and all of a sudden, a celebrity walked in. Nicole didn't know who it was until I told them. But a newly transitioned woman showed up: Tommy Marie Dorfman, formerly Tommy Dorfman, 13 Reasons Why, and she just recently publicly transitioned. And her name is still Tommy Dorfman, but now it's the girl version. Now she's Tommy Dorfman. She walked in. She looked gorgeous. She had a couple of other girls with her. And, you know, she had a slinky little Hervé Léger cocktail dress on.
Beautiful.
She, very pretty. Very pretty girl. She, yes. So she came in. It's exclusive because I haven't seen her in the flesh, but I've been seeing her all around New York on like on posts and things. She's a new fashion icon, an it girl, if you will. So that was a fun sighting as well.
Yeah, so wrapping up the night, we probably got home at like 3, went to bed at 4, and then we had to be on set today at Messiness. I'm just going to say it. We're doing more episodes of Messiness. We're here.
We're queer.
It's happening. It's happening. So we got here today, and me and Joey were still drunk. So we're like, let's just continue the party. So we were drinking High Noons. Mm-hmm. We went to Tori's room. She wanted High Noons. She had High Noons. And we're here.
Can we tell a bit secret?
What?
Looped Live.
You guys, Looped Live, our next live show, because we know all you Crusader bitches are coming.
Yeah.
We have a special guest. So we had JWoww. Now we have Tori Marie Spelling.
Dondra Martin herself will be showing up to the White Party on September 9th in our Looped Live White Party. So if you haven't got tickets, go to loopedlive.com/Snooki and Joey and buy your tickets.
Where are you from?
Tickets are very affordable. Get your girls together. Put a white outfit. If you don't have a white outfit, you can just wear a white sheet or just go nude.
No, just wear a towel. It's fine.
Yeah. We're going to be in our Sunday's best white outfits. And Tori Spelling's going to come in. Now, if you don't know Tori Spelling, a lot of you youngsters, she's iconic. Google her. Look her up. She's from 90210, the original. She's a Hollywood legend.
She's fucking amazing.
Icon. And she's
we
a
jinxed
hot mess.
So many times on this episode.
She's a nightmare.
I love her.
I went into her room. I wanted to ask her about this on the show, but I went into her dressing room while she was away, and I found her diva cup. I'm going to ask her about that. You know what that is?
Yes.
It's a menstrual cup.
Yes.
Is she going green? Is she going green? Why does she have menstrual cups?
I mean, she's trying to be different.
In LA, everyone's very conscious about, like, no one uses plastic here. They all bring their own jars to the grocery store and fill up their beans.
Yeah, fuck that.
Like dried goods, and then they use diva cups, which is, if you don't know, it's a little rubber shot glass you stick in your snurb to collect the blood and debris.
Debris. I have debris shit, by the way, because I'm drinking.
What else did I want to tell everyone? There's been floods. Speaking of flooding basements.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hurricane Donda came early.
So we didn't even know because we're in LA being professionals.
In Hollywood.
But New York and Jersey.
The mothers.
There was a freaking tornado. And then now Newark Airport is flooded, which I'm freaking out because, you know, we're flying home. But I think we're going to be fine. But everybody's flooded. So I'm so sorry to everyone that's affected by this. We had no idea.
Hurricane Ida.
Because we're in LA's.
We're going to call it Hurricane Donder, though, because we don't know the real name.
Yeah, Donder. Donder.
But I think there's a D in it. Poppy called me in a tizzy. Oh, wait. Water everywhere. Joanne?
Everywhere.
Oh, my
water.
God. So Poppy called me. The phone, the basement's flooded. His car is like, the tires are like covered in water. And his, The second step is covered in water. So it's Lake Poppy. He had to get a canoe just to get to the grocery store yesterday. So our thoughts and prayers are going out to those affected by the Donder floods. Pardon.
You're totally affecting the volume though.
Hurricane Donder?
No, because you're screaming now. We should keep it at the same level. Sorry, hello? Blair. We're drunk.
So Hurricane Donder, I'm so sorry for how you wreaked havoc on the studio. Also, we're just on set. Nicole announced to 65 crew members that I masturbated last season.
Wait, everyone was cackling.
The whole thing was in stitches because they all know me. And like, it was most embarrassing. Thank God I had a mask on because my face was like.
Wait, what did you do? Did you run out?
No, I was just sitting there and everyone was like patting me on the back and laughing and like saying, oh, it's it, slugger. If you don't remember, I had a moment last year because I didn't have time to masturbate at home because we were so busy drinking and partying. So I had to take a little me time last season in the restroom.
He brought his laptop.
In the bathroom.
I was thinking, why did you bring your laptop today? He brought his laptop.
And I watched some old man jerking off on the internet.
He plays himself. So I ended up saying it on the show. And the crew members, the cast, everyone was cackling.
Oh, my God.
And you were just sitting there.
Mortifying. So, true dat. Well, first, shake of somber news out of the way first.
Yes.
We have to be serious. This is a very serious thing.
Yeah.
NeNe Leakes from the Real Housewives of Atlanta's husband, Greg Leakes, sadly passed away this year at 66 years old due to colon cancer.
Oh, we are so sorry, Nene.
I can't imagine.
Oh, like the love of her life.
Love of her life. They were married for 20 years. They got divorced for 2 years and they got remarried.
I feel so bad.
Remarried. He is a father. He was a husband and a friend. And I can't imagine, because she was 66, which is fucking young. I'm almost 66. It's like...
You are 66.
I know. I look 66. And I can't imagine what someone's going through. It's always less hard to lose someone, but so, especially with someone who's in their 60s. It's very young. But yeah, colon cancer took him, and he was sick for a while on and off, and then... I guess the doctors told him that he doesn't have much time, and Nene addressed that and told the media, like, you know, I'm with Greg in his last days. It's going to happen soon. And I'm just, you know, happy he's not in any pain anymore and hopefully in a better place right now. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Nene, her family.
Yes, Nene, we love you. And, we are so sorry.
And Greg's family.
It's happening.
Kim and Kanye are back together. Kanye Marie.
Yes. Donder.
So, Donder Marie, pardon.
Donder.
So at the Donder party, I didn't know about this. Remember last time I told you he lit himself on fire and had a fake bride come out?
Yes.
I had no idea. It was actually Kimberly. Kimberly.
Wait.
Kimberly performed.
Wait, guys, we got drunk the other night and we're doing poppers in bed.
Oh my God.
And we put on Netflix and there's a documentary with Bruce talking about like his Olympic trials and stuff.
Yeah.
And we watched it and I was like, Joey, he sounds just like you.
Yeah. So it's Caitlin's documentary, but it's like half of it is narrated, not narrated, but it's about like, you know, about Caitlin before her transition as Bruce and whatever. And I couldn't even understand what was happening. I was just like so loopy. And I was like, everything Caitlin said was just like bone chilling. I loved it. Check that out on Netflix today.
Yes.
Also, all over that, I saw that some other Kim Kardashian news. Now, I do have a screen grab. Scott Disick is in the news again.
Yes, queen.
I have it right here. So Scott Disick, you can follow Scott Marie Disick at Let the Lord Marie Be With You and Chris. He DM'd on Instagram Jonas, which is Kuku Kardashian's ex-boyfriend. So, and I quote, Let the Lord Be With You said, yo, is this chick okay? Bro, like, what is this? In the middle of Italy? And then sends a picture of Coco Marie and Travis Scott Barker.
Yes.
Kissing on a boat in Italy. And then Jonas replied back to Scott Marie saying, does it matter to me as long as she's happy? P.S. I ain't your bro.
Whoa.
So Scott's basically trying Drummer. To like team up with the other ex to be like, oh, look at this new guy thinking he'd come in and take our lady. Well, Jonas put it on blast and is not having it. So now Courtney's planning on addressing Scott, the mother of her three children, and saying, girl, you know, fall back. You're just wiling out. Mind your own business. Or they're calling divorce off and they're getting back together. And now I didn't know Kimberly was posing as the bride and during the Donda show.
I feel like we knew they were together before that, though.
But you know that Donda, on the Donda album, he has his cryptic message saying that he cheated on her after the 2 second kid was born.
Oh, shit.
You're like, what? Like, if someone's cheating on Kim Kardashian, like, we're all fucked. Like, she's like...
Perfect
and rich and...
Hot. And,
yeah. She's not funny, but, you know. No. Leave that to me. Anywho... I don't hear about them because I have bigger fish to fry. And his name's Colton Marie and Chris. Colton Marie Underwood has been canoodling with an older gentleman. His first boyfriend, Jordan C. Marie Brown. He is 38 years old.
Okay, so I feel like you have a chance.
But
he likes older men.
I am an older man, but yes. I don't know if I'm his type. I think he likes masculine men. Maybe that guy's...
You are masculine.
Not... Really?
Yeah, you got surgery.
Oh, that's right. I mean, I don't know what I would do with him. A cute little thing on his arm. If I got into one night with Colton.
What would you do?
The first thing I would do?
Yeah.
I would throw him face down on the bed.
No, first of all, you would make him a meal. You would have a nice bottle of wine. And then sexuals.
Well, I would probably do sex first and then everything else to get it out of the way.
No, because then he'll leave.
I can't just eat his ass for a little bit before we cook?
You can eat his ass while you cook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd make him a meal. I know he loves wine. I would pour him. I would get the nicest wine glasses. I would make him probably, I would probably do like surf and turf, like lobster and steak.
Let's do a shot.
A good salad. Yeah, can we do a shot?
Yeah.
Is that vodka?
Yeah.
Okay, we have to be careful. There's a smart water bottle full of vodka. Try it.
No, you first.
I don't know if it's vodka or not.
Just try it.
You didn't know that?
Under Marie and Chris.
Oh my God. It's warm. It literally looks like just like water. Oh my God, Snoopy's chugging. So I'd make him a meal.
Oh.
Then.
Let's do poppers too.
I would slowly. Slowly start massaging his back at the dinner table while
Why are you swaying?
Because I'm setting the mood.
He's swaying.
While my staff, my house staff, cleans up the dishes.
You have no staff, bitch.
And prepares. I think I need to get animals.
Who?
I need an animal. We saw no animals since we've been here. Side note.
No, we saw a dog. And we wanted to pet it.
Yeah. It was at the Soho House.
I almost got murdered but we by can't a take homeless man.
Oh my God, it's creepy.
Stop.
We're going off the rails. Anyway, we're at dinner last night. Some homeless man comes up, and he wasn't even homeless. He had nicer outfits than I did, and it had a homemade sign, which looks like it was very professionally made.
I didn't even read it.
And it was in Beverly Hills, and he goes, he's standing there, and he goes, "Can you help us out?" And I was like, "Sorry, we don't have any money." And he never left. He just stood there staring at you. He stared at her. He looked at her and said, "I watch your show. I know who you are." And Nicole was like, "Oh my God." It was like really creepy. He stood there and like waited for her to acknowledge. She goes, "I'm sorry. Thank you for watching the show. I'm sorry. I don't have any cash on me." She didn't have cash on her because she gave a $100 bill to a woman washing hands in the bathroom.
Because she looked like my Chilena mama, because you guys know I'm adopted. And I walked in and I go, "You look Chilena. You look like my mom." And I gave her all my money that I brought here. And she goes, "God bless you." And I'm like, "Thank you, mom." So I literally had no cash on me. So he looked at me and he goes,
"I know who you are.
Wait, I know who you are. What show are you on again?" And I got nervous and I'm like, "Oh my God, is he going to like murder me?" And I said, "Oh, messiness." And then he looked around and then he went to the other table to ask them who I am. And I was like, "He's going to freaking shank me."
Yeah.
Like, well, sorry, I had no cash on me.
There's been a slew of robberies in the area. So we were on high alert. Anyway, so Colton Underwood, my staff would be cleaning up. And I would say, "Hey, babe, do you want to have a drink? And I'd be in a like nice house. So I would like pull him over to the area with like a fireplace or maybe outside, like an outside fire pit with a pool. And I would put my feet up on the couch and I'd yawn and put my arm around him. Then I'd start caressing his chest gently, doing circular motions around his areolars. Side note, Nicole's new drag name is Ariola Grande.
Ariola Grande. So this has been lovely. We love you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for joining us live from LA. We love you so much. And I have one last question for all you hoes. Crackle me!